Jesus, cleanse and power while you wash in the blood of the Lamb. Or are you fully trusting in His grace? This hour are you all in the blood of the Lamb?
In the blood. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise be His name. Amen. Let's sing this song. There is power. Amen. There's power in the blood. Amen. Yeah.
the blood, power in the blood. Would you receive the victory? Oh, this wonderful power. Oh, there is power, there is power. Oh, wonder-working power in the blood, in the blood. Oh, of that land there is power, power, wonder-working in the precious blood of the land. Oh, would you be free from your passion? Oh, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a blessing to Calvary's blood. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, there is power, power. Oh, wonder working power in the blood. Oh, in the blood, Lord of the land, there is power. Whiter than snow, there's power in the blood. Oh, power in the blood. Since things are low, it is good giving all the strong, beautiful power in the. Oh, there is power, there is power, power, wonder again. Oh, in the blood of the land. Oh, there is power. Oh, wonder in the precious blood of. Oh, would you be set free for Jesus again? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you lift his praises to see? There's wonderful power. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, oh, wonder-working in the precious blood. Oh, there is power, there is power, oh, power, wonder-working. Oh, one more time if you believe it. There is power, power, wonder, power in the blood, in the blood. Pour off the land. There is power, power, wonder again. We're in the precious blood of the land. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, there's power in the blood indeed. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing the song. Let's worship him tonight. Amen. Sing the song Near the Cross. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh,
sing the chorus again. The river, oh, in the cross. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we look to Calvary, oh Lord, tonight. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus, for all the Lord you did on the cross. Oh, blessed be your name. Lord, there is. Once again, the chorus. Oh, in the cross. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, let us all this moment and say, Lord, we thank you for Calvary. We thank you for the cross. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. You paid the price. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. Oh, you went in there, oh Lord. And Father, oh, for my sake, oh, for my salvation. Father, tonight we want to say thank you, God. Oh, your church, your children say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the blood that was shed. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, you saved me. Oh, I bless your name, Lord, this evening, Father, thanking you for all that you have done for me, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. This is wonderful love. A love that's above all. Oh, that, Lord, we have no word even to express, Lord. Lord Jesus, deep down as Lord. Yes. We appreciate, Lord. Oh, that Lord Jesus. You went in there, oh God. You went in there, Lord. For my salvation, for my brother's salvation. Blessed be your name, Lord. Tonight, that's where we are looking. Tonight, our focus is on the cross. We are looking at it, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. Bless you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this evening, oh God. Father, grace again. Always sufficient for us, Lord. It has seen us through the day so far, our going out and our coming in, Lord Jesus. Father, many mercies that you have given to us from our various homes. The weather out there is so bad, but Lord, we thank you, God, that it couldn't hinder us, Lord, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you that, Lord, even as we heard last Sunday, we thank you that, Lord, all your angels are camped about us, O Lord Jesus. We thank you that you have given them charge, Lord, all to keep us on all our ways, Father. Father, tonight, Lord, we observe all this, O God, and we come to the understanding of your loving kindness towards us, O God. Father, we thank you once again as we have come, Lord. We know there is always something in store.
So, Father, how we humble ourselves now. The Lord, your word, O God, your word of life, your word that you have preserved for us, O God. Lord, tonight, you visit us once again. Amen. And bring that life, O God, unto us. Your word, O God, to bring us to that remembrance, Lord, of all that you have done for us in the cross, Lord. We thank you. Bless your word as we read it, O Lord. And let it, O God, be life unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. As we are still standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. Yes, we are still. We are still on our Hebrews. Today, Lord willing, we shall finish with the chapter 2. Praise God. But we'll go back and bring all that we have gone through in chapter 2. So probably what we shall be hearing, the very things we have already heard. But we want to sum up everything so that when we come back in the new year, we can start with the chapter 3. So let's turn to the reading of the word, Hebrews 2. We shall read 9 and 10. And then we shall jump to the 17th and 18th verses. And then there is a second scripture that we will read. So first, 9 and 10. Let's hear the word of God. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make a reconciliation for sins of the people. And verse 18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Amen. We shall read 1 Corinthians 15:55. Sorry. 1 Corinthians 15:55. And that's where we shall get our topic tonight. Praise the Lord. Oh, death! Where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Oh, hallelujah. Let's bow down our heads. Yes, dear Lord Jesus, we know when you went to the cross, something happened. And Father, tonight we are here to listen, O God, to the blessed story that, Lord, you have for us. God bless your word, Lord, as we sit at your feet, Lord Jesus. Father, let your word now come and have a dominion over us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated tonight? Our topic is, oh, death, where is thy sting? Yes, sir. Oh, death, where is thy sting? In our first reading, that's verse 9. But before we go on, brethren, you see, there is something that tonight we got to really take notice of. And let his word stay with us in the whole of our lives till he comes. Praise God. You see, many a time we don't know, we really don't know who we are. But we believe that we are coming up to that place Praise God. To know who really we are. So the only thing is, Lord, we got to look into the word. For the word actually to bring to us the things that actually are for us. That we who should not forfeit them, but we must be using them according to what the Lord has presented to us. My brother, one great thing that we have, that even the great prophets of old, great men of old, praise the Lord, they never received it. But we have been given the privilege to receive those things. And one of them is what we are going to look at tonight. Look at Noah. Noah could not overcome it. Abraham, who was a friend of God, could not overcome it. Moses, whom God said, I speak mouth to mouth, could not overcome it. And you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm coming to. Praise the Lord. They all came to that gate. And they what? They were defeated. And that is death. Praise the Lord. All great prophets, but they came to that gate of death. They could not overcome that gate. But my brother, you and I, if you will realize and know who you are, we have been given the power over death. Amen. Just look at it. Look at men like Moses, Abraham. They came to that gate. They couldn't conquer it. But look at you and me. We have the power over death. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. These are some of the privileges that we have, and we overlook them. Brethren, tonight, let's observe these things. And so in our reading, he said, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of what? Death. He was made a little lower than the angels. Why? Why was Jesus made a little lower than the angels? And in that same verse, he gave us the answer. He said, so that by the grace of God, he should what? Taste death for every man. Yes, sir. Amen. A little lower than the angels, so that he would taste death for you and me. Oh, praise God. Amen. See, man had what? Man had a penalty over him. Man had a penalty hanging over him, and that penalty was what? Death. When you read Isaiah 59, there is one of the verses. It says, for salvation, it was far off from us. Salvation was far off from us. The penalty of death was hanging over you and me. Amen. The prophet said the bee of death was just ready to sting man. You know the bee? The bee of death was ready to sting man. And that would have been the end of man. Because man could never, ever have been able to sustain that death and live again. Oh, praise the Lord. Because man had no power over death. And so when you look at Isaiah 59:16, he said, and he saw that there was no man. God himself, you see, he saw the situation of man. He saw the condition of man. That the penalty of death was hanging over him. The bee of death was ready to sting man.
And God looked, and there was no man. When you read Isaiah 59:16, he said, and God looked, and there was no man. There was no intercessor. No one to intercede on behalf of man. And the scripture says, and his arm, praise God, his arm brought salvation. His arm sustained man. And that is what we have just read. That Jesus was made what? A little lower than the angels. Praise God. Amen. Because Jesus was in the form of God. He was in the form of God. And then he took upon himself a form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of man. So that he could taste death. Right. Oh, praise the Lord. Because God is a spirit. Amen. God was a spirit. And now, for a kinsman redeemer to come in, he has to be like us. Oh, praise God. So the question is, was it actually necessary at all for Jesus to die? Amen. Yes. In the message, Hebrews, paragraph 147, the prophet said, there was an atmosphere that hung over the earth. There was an atmosphere that was hanging over the earth. We read it last week. Praise God. He said, the atmosphere of what? Atmosphere of darkness. Atmosphere of gloom, the atmosphere of death, and the atmosphere of weary was over the whole earth. And because of that, prayer could not reach what? God. My brethren, you see the question of atmosphere. Amen. You see what atmosphere can do. That's why, my brother, my sister, you got to make sure that the atmosphere you create around your own self, amen. Amen. Amen, must not be a hindrance for your prayer to reach him. Amen. The atmosphere over your home, the atmosphere you bring into the church, amen. Let's watch it. Amen. Amen. Because it will what? It will depend. Your prayer to reach there. It had the atmosphere has an impact upon our prayer. Amen. Either our prayer will be what? Will be good or bad before the Lord. Either it will be a blessing or what? A curse. And so we as Christians, brethren, we go to just watch. See, why should you feel gloomy? Why should you feel depressed? See? That's not for a Christian. Praise the Lord. That is not for a Christian. Because the Lord has already paid that price. He has broken through that veil of depression. He has broken that veil of gloominess. Amen. Amen. And we are what? We are known to be the light of this world. Why should you be gloomy? Why should you feel so sad? Why should you be depressed? Oh, my brother, my sister, as a Christian, never. The Lord has broken through that veil. Amen. We are the lights of this world. And so always let us out. Let our light so shine before all men. Amen. That people will see us and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Amen. Amen. So the prophet said, prayer could not come up because of the atmosphere of darkness, atmosphere of gloom, atmosphere of death, and atmosphere of weariness. So if we come here, we are gloomy, our prayers can never reach him. The same about yourself also. Never create that atmosphere around you. Amen. Prayer could not come up because the atonement was not made. But when Christ went to the cross, thank God that the very song that brought for the last song was all about the cross. Amen. When Jesus went to the cross, when he died, he said he broke through the veil. Every veil he broke through them. Last week we heard it. He said he broke through the veil of what? Sickness. And broke through the veil of what? Sin. He broke through the veil of weariness. He broke through the veil of depressed. Amen. Amen. That veil is broken. Broken. So you got nervous to find yourself in that situation. The word of God is reminding us of who we are. Amen. He said he broke every veil. And then he made a highway for the wayfaring man walking up to the king's highway. He broke the veil and made a way. Oh, and we know Jesus is the way. Said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The prophet said prayers could not come up because atonement wasn't made. But tonight, we can look at Calvary. Amen. Where the atonement was made. And then we can see that every veil is broken. Amen. Amen. Every veil is broken. And so nothing is going to stop our prayers tonight. Amen. Nothing is going to stop it. Amen. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, that he by grace of God should taste death for every man. So that means he conquered what? Death. And made nonsense the power of the grave. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? Amen. And the prophet was saying here, he said, he remembered about 2,000 years ago, going out the gates of Damascus, and he was bumping over the cobblestones. He said, those big cobblestones are still there. He's talking about when Jesus was dragging what? The cross along. Oh, hallelujah. He said, bumping over what? These big cobblestones. And I see the spatting of blood in the street. He said, what is it? He said, a man that has done no harm, but nothing but good. The people were blind. They didn't know him. They didn't recognize him. Oh, hallelujah. When he was dragging this cross along the gate of Damascus, through it, outside Jerusalem, going towards what? Golgotha. Oh, my. As the prophet is describing it, you could see blood spatting on what? On the these stones. Amen. And he said the people were what? Were blind. He said this man had done nothing wrong. He always do good things. So these people were what? Were blind. They didn't know him. My brother, let's look at it. Blindness. Blindness. That is one of the ills of Laodicea. People are blind, wretched, naked, and they know not. Amen. And the prophet was asked, he said, blind? Could they have lost their sight? See? They were blind. They have eyes, but what? They were blind completely. And then the prophet was saying, you remember that the Bible says so. Remember Elisha down at Dothan. He went out and smote the people blind. See? And he said, follow me. And they were blind. So you may have your eyes, two eyes you can have, you can see, but yet you are blind. And the prophet was giving this example of Elisha. You know the story already. Amen. That the king of Syria, Anytime they lay an ambush for the children of Israel, the ambush will fail. They lay ambush, the ambush will fail. Then the king of Syria one time asked, he said, who is among us who belongs to the king of Israel? And one of the servants said, none of us.
Amen.
None. But the reason is, there is a prophet in their camp.
Amen.
Amen. There is a prophet in their camp. And even the very thing that you discuss in your bed chamber, he knows it. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The very thing you are discussing in your bed chamber, king, that prophet knows it.
Amen.
Then I'm gathering you, this strong man. Go and bring that man. You see, one thing is that when you are blind, the whole of your thoughts and mind and everything is blind. Even in your bed chamber, he knows what is going on. Then you said you are sending people to go and arrest him. Oh, my. That's blindness. Your thoughts and everything is blind. In your bed chamber, he knows what you say. Then he said, hey, go. Oh, my. Go and bring him down. Praise the Lord. And they gave these people the real good description of him. I'm just dramatizing. He's a short man, bald. See? And he always wear what? Goat skin. And he has what? A staff in the hand. They gave a very good description of who he is. So they went to Dothan. And they met this man. Said, excuse me, please, you are an elderly person, you may know. We are looking for Elisha. Said, how is he? Said, he's short, bald, and he always wears what? Good skin with what? A staff. And he was standing before them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The description fit the man standing before them. But they were blind. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He said, you follow me. He's not in Dothan here. You follow me. And they followed. He took them right towards Samaria, where the king and the army were. Oh, hallelujah. And when they got there, the Lord opened their eyes. And when their eyes were opened, the very man that was leading them is the man that they are looking for. Oh, praise the Lord. Blindness, my brother, my sister, you have eyes, but you cannot see. So that's Jesus. A man that has done no harm, always good things. Look at the way how they were treating him. They didn't know him. The prophet said, they didn't know him. My brother, you got to know him.
Amen.
And knowing someone is that you know what the person always needs or how you can what? Give something to him that what that will please him. Oh, I know Brother Wilmore very well. Knowing him very well, I know all what he likes. Praise the Lord. So to please him, I do the things that will please him. That shows that I know him. Amen. I will not do anything that he hates. Praise God. That is the way how you know someone. That's the way how the three magis, the wise men, see, when they were going to present their gifts, they know who Christ was. And so their gifts were the appropriate gifts that they had to give to him. And so if we know our Christ, we will give him the appropriate word, appropriate gift. Oh, hallelujah. If I buy the most expensive shoe and present it to what? Excuse me to say, someone who is amputated, both legs. You know that I'm just even insulting him. Praise God. You don't know the person. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we see that he said they don't know him. They didn't recognize him. And the people were blind tonight. The prophet said, and the people are blind tonight. He said, as the prophet was giving something that happened. He said, a certain church that doesn't believe in divine healing. That man walked up to him and said, he told the prophet, because he didn't believe that there is what? There is still divine healing. And so he went to the prophet and told the prophet, smite me blind. Smite me blind. Praise God. The prophet said it was in Brother Wright's house. The man came and said, smite me blind. Because Paul smite someone blind. Because, see, these people, they believe that the days of miracle is what is past. Well, during the days of Paul, they could do all those things. But now, that's what he said. Now there is no divine healing anymore. The days of miracle is past. And so he said, Paul blinded someone. And so I now, if you said there is divine healing, I'm standing before you. What? Blind. That's what? Smite me blind. The prophet looked at him. And the prophet said, friend, the devil has already done it. Amen. He said, you are already blind.
Amen.
Sure you are.
Amen.
Amen. The devil has already blinded you. See? Amen. See? The God of this world has blinded the eyes of the people. They've got eyes, but they cannot see. And so, let's come back to Christ going to what? Going to Golgotha. Had passed through the gates of Damascus. Dragging what? The cross behind. A man that has done no evil. Always good. Amen. And the prophet said the bee of death was just hovering around. Boozing around. Amen. He was just boozing around. And then he said, the bee said, oh, just a little while, I'm going to have you. A little while, I'm just going to have you. He was hovering around. Oh, Jesus. Because he knew that now is the time for him to what? To sting this man because he has been torn in his flesh. So the bee of death was what? Hovering around. And he said, but as he goes up, this bee stinging around him, what did it do? It finally stung him. Amen. It finally stung the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, the prophet said, my brother, anyone knows that the insect or the bee, if we ever sting once, it finishes the stinging business. Amen. We all know that the bee, as we heard last week, the bee has, okay, I don't know, but the prophet called it stinger, his stinger. Amen. And we know that the snake also has what they call fang. Praise the Lord. When the bee stings you, as the prophet said, the stinger, that poison is stuck into your skin. Amen.
Amen.
And then when it takes off, it leaves it in your skin. And that bee can never sting again. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It cannot sting again. And so, the bee of death, oh, hallelujah. Jesus was made a little lower than the angels to be like us, to put on human flesh, or for the bee of death to sting him, and then the sting will remain in his body. Oh, and this bee can never sting again. Oh, hallelujah. Death, where is your sting? Amen. Death, where is your sting? And the prophet said one time this bee of death was hovering around Paul. Paul said, hey,
amen.
Hey, bee, death, where is your sting?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The sting is already in the flesh of Emmanuel. That is why we have power over death. Because Christ has received a sting in his flesh. And he's carrying it. Amen. So now, death, what can death, death had not, is toothless. That's why the scripture says, death, where is your sting? It is in the flesh of Emmanuel. Amen. So why? That's why, my brother, my sister, we have power over death. Because he just hoover, he's just what? He's just a scarecrow. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's the reason God had to be made flesh. He took the stinger of death into his flesh.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So death can roam around. He can never sting. Oh, he can come around you and hoover and hoover and hoover. He can never sting you.
Amen.
It's toothless.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Death, where is your sting? When death comes, hovering around, just point to him.
Amen.
Oh, say, look, your sting is in what? It's on Calvary.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You have nothing, nothing in you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When sickness comes, say, hey, look at Calvary. He broke through the veil of sickness.
Amen.
When weariness comes, hey, look at the cross. It is there.
Amen.
Amen. He was wounded for my word, for my transgressions. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He was chastised. Amen. My iniquities. Amen. And the what? The peace. What do we say it? Praise the Lord. Let me just say it very well here. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah.
Amen.
Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes you were what? We were healed.
All
on Calvary. The stink, he took it there.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, be never afraid of sickness when it comes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I look at Calvary. It is over there. Sickness, get out from this house.
Amen.
Amen. Lay your hands. If your child is sick, lay your hands upon him. You see, my brother, these are the things God has given to us that we are what forfeiting them. These are the things that we got to hold because it is for us. You know who you are. So when it comes, lay hands, my brother. Lay hands, my sister. The sting is in the flesh of Emmanuel. By his stripes I was healed. I am healed. Not I'm going to be healed. I am healed. So sickness, get out from this house.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, death, where is your sting? Said we could point to Calvary where it was left in the flesh of Emmanuel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now verse 10 of Hebrews 2. Verse 10. He said, for it became him. See, it became him. It became what? His responsibility. Oh, praise the Lord. It became him for whom all things and by whom all things. That scripture, you can get it also in John, 1 John 3. Amen. 1 John 3. Something that it is, you can get a similar thing over there. See, for whom all things, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect. Praise the Lord. My brother, it was his responsibility. He took that responsibility upon himself to bring many sons unto what? Unto glory. Amen. So that he will be the captain of their salvation perfect. My brother, my sister, that's where we are also. That we are also have to bring many sons unto the glory of the Lord. It's our word. It's our responsibility to do the same thing, because that's the way how Christ did it. He said the only way he could become the captain of our salvation, he had to suffer. Praise the Lord. Brethren, it should also be what? It should also become us. As we are now at the time when we have, the church has decided to go on witnessing and evangelism, it should also become us. Amen. As the light of this world, begin to what? To go and bring what? Sons unto what? Unto the kingdom of God. Amen. He said, verse 11. He said, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all one. Brother, see, look at the way how Christ Jesus came down to be like one of us. He said, the one who sanctifies and they who are sanctified are what? Are all one. Oh, my. We have become heirs together. Praise the Lord. He left his glory. He was in the form of God, but took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man so that he could take death in his body. And after that, he said he sanctified us by his blood. And now he and ourselves have become what? One. On equal terms. Oh, hallelujah. When you read Ephesians 2, give me Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. He said, even when we were what? When we were dead in sin. Ephesians 2, 5 and 6. He said, even when we were dead in sins, he had quickened us together with Christ. Amen. By grace, ye are saved. Verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Quickened us together and has raised us together and has made us to sit together. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That is how Christ has made us. Oh, hallelujah. He made himself of no reputation. See? He made himself of no reputation. But he made himself to be equal terms with us. That's who you are, my brother. Amen. Amen. That's what he told the disciples in John 15:15. Jesus told the disciples, say, ye are no more servants. I'm not going to call you anymore what? Servants. Because the servant doesn't know what the master is doing. But from now, I will call you what? Friends. Oh, praise God. Equal term. Oh, Lord, we thank you. That is where we are, brethren. We are on equal level with him. For as much as, verse 14, so, for as much as then, as the children were partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took the same part of the same. But brother, look at it. We were what? For as much as then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, we were what? Partakers of flesh and blood. He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power, that had the power of what? Of death. That is what? The devil. See? He also came down to be partakers of what we were doing. Amen. Amen. To suffer, to go through temptation, to go through everything that we were going through, but always overcoming, so that we will look the way how he overcame, that we will follow that same way. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know whenever the time he was tempted, always he referred back to what? To the word. He said, it is written. That is where, brethren, anytime the temptation comes, get into the word, you will get the answer. To turn off what? The devil. He came down to be partakers of the very thing that we were doing. He slept like we also slept. He ate like we also ate. Amen. Amen. Everything that we were doing, he did the same. Amen. But he was deity. Amen. Amen. God in a man. Amen. And so you and I, deities, that deity is not in heaven. Deity is in you. Amen. He came down when sleeping in the boat. Just like what? Just like man sleeping. Amen. But let the enemy come, you will see the difference. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He was sleeping in the boat, just like a man. But let the challenge come, then you will see the power that is in him. Amen. My brother, that's the same thing that we are. We look like what? Ordinary men. But when the challenge comes, that's the time you got to prove the devil that you are not just a common man. Amen. Oh, that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Oh, we are so humble. But let the challenge comes. My brother, when the challenge comes, don't run away. Amen. Because there is something in you that can overcome that challenge. So when he was sleeping in the boat, all the demons and the devils and everything, they thought, oh, this is the time. Let's now raise up what? Storm and capsize this boat and kill him. But when he woke up, it was no more man. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It was no more man. So peace be still. And the storms, the billows, the winds, got to obey him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That is the example he wants to put into you and me. That we humble ourselves. Amen. He was in the form of a man, sleeping like a man. Oh, praise God. Amen. But when the challenge came, then you see the God that is in him. The same, my brother, my sister. Let us remain. Let us make what? This mind that was in Christ be in us. Amen. That he humbled himself. Amen. And was obedient. Amen. Let's be in that same spirit. But when the challenge comes, amen. Yeah. Let's prove to the devil, yeah, that he that is in us is greater than he that is in him. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yes. He allowed himself to be what? To be lower than the angels so that he could be like us. And then he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in that fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. When he was in the cross, we have been singing it all the time. Amen. He didn't call the angels to come and take the nails out of his hands. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But he endured it to the end. Amen. Praise God. Amen. To risk the sting, you see, to carry the sting along. He didn't ask what? The angels to come and take the nails out of his hands and legs and set him free. Oh, praise the Lord. We have been singing that. And so, brethren, should we also look for flowery beds as we want to go to heaven? Flowery beds, something soft for us to take us to heaven. Oh, thank you. Is this vile world, is it a place, something to grace us to go to heaven? No, sir. But he said, that song, oh, I love it all the time. Amen. He said, but sure, we must fight if we would reign with him. Amen. And so, Lord, our prayer tonight is that increase our courage, Lord. Amen. We will bear the toil and endure the pain supported by the word. Sir, oh, praise God. My brother, he took the sting of death. And that was the end of what? Death. Oh, sting, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your sting? He has no sting anymore. Amen. For verily he took not. He said, verse 16, we want to complete chapter 2 of Hebrews 2, verse 16. He said, for verily he took not on him the nature of what? An angel. But he took on him the seed of Abraham. Amen. Amen. Wherefore, the prophet says, wherefore all things it behooved him. Verse 17. Yeah. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, and make a reconciliation for the sins of the people. My brother, it's all about what? Christ coming to our level so that he would be able to what? To destroy death. Amen. So he said he took, verse 6, he said, he took not on him the nature of angels. No, sir. He never did that. But he took on him the seed of Abraham. And we also, according to the word of God, if we will believe in Christ Jesus, it makes us what? Seeds of Abraham. Amen. And the prophet said, oh my, he didn't become an angel. He became the seed of Abraham. And we, being dead in Christ, we take on what? Abraham's seed. And our heirs according to the promise. See? Amen. He never took on the form of an angel. He never became an angel. He became a man. Hallelujah. He became the seed of Abraham and took the sting of death in his own flesh to reconcile us back to God. Amen. Amen. And he sat there as what? As an intercessor. Right now, that's where he is. See, always he's on the job. Always still on the job. Oh, my. Praise God. He said, my, how could we reject it, friends? God knocks at the backslider's heart daily. See, God is, even when we backslide, God is knocking at the door of our heart every day. See, always he's on the job. Always he's working. Oh, brethren, even when he died, he went to the region of the lost and preached to them. Amen. Always on the job. Amen. So now we are coming to the second part of our lesson, grave. Amen. We have finished with what? Death, where is your sting? Now we look at what? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Grave, where is your victory? Amen. Amen. Because we have an empty tomb. Amen. Amen. We have an evidence that he is alive. Amen. Because the empty tomb.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. Grave, where is your victory? Grave, where is thy victory? The prophet said, he went when he died. They buried him, isn't it? And he said, he went into the region of the lost. Are you listening? He went to the region of the lost. When he died, he went to the region of the lost. Amen. He was still what? Working. Amen. Oh, he cares for us, brethren. Amen. He cares for us. He went to the region of the what? Of the lost. And the prophet knocked the pulpit 4 times. He said he knocked on the door. And the door swung open. And the Bible said he preached to the soul that were in prison, that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah. After he had deceased on earth. Oh, the prophet said, my brother and my sister, when he deceased, that's when he died, and his earthly work was done, but he was still working. Amen. My brother, yes, sir. This our life must always be for him. Amen. Because that is his life. He was always caring for us. Praise the Lord. He said he was still working. And he's still on the job tonight. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. He's still on the job tonight, my brother. Praise the Lord. He went there, knock. He's still on the job tonight. He was preaching. To what? To the lost. Amen. Even when he was on the cross. Amen. When he was on the cross, he was still working. Amen. In pain, he was still working. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Because there was a criminal that was on his right hand side who recognized him. Amen. Amen. He knew him, only he never followed. When Jesus was on earth, he was what? Still in his criminal work. He knew that Jesus was what? A rightful man. He knew everything on his heart. But to follow Jesus was what? What a problem. Praise God. So he knew him. He recognized him. And so even when Christ was on the cross, oh yes, when he was dying, when he was what? Dying. He saved. Praise the Lord. He said, you. He said, behold, you will what? You will be with me in paradise. Praise the Lord. Whilst he was in pain, he was still working. Oh, my brother. What a God that we are serving. Amen. He said, verily I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise. Because he recognized. On the cross suffering, he was still what? He was still working. Amen. Oh, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. See, when he was dying, he saved someone. Always working. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried all my sins away. And rising, he justified all what? For freely, forever. And one day he's coming. Amen. Oh, glorious day. One day he's coming. But meanwhile, today, we have seen his appearing. Amen. Amen. He's coming, but we have seen his appearing. Amen. And his appearing is the message of the hour. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Always he was working. And even last week, we found out that even when he was in the womb of Mary, he was still working. Oh, praise the Lord. He was still working even in the womb. Amen. When Mary visited Elizabeth, Elizabeth has taken what? Seed for 6 months. The baby was not what? Shaking. Dead. In the womb. And Mary went there. Telling her what? Testimony. Of how the angel Gabriel has visited her. And has said that the Holy Spirit will overshadow him. Amen. And now she could see that there is something in her body. Praise the Lord. And he said, that child, his name shall be called Jesus. Oh, by the mention of the name Jesus. Oh, the boy in Elizabeth's womb just sprang up from the dead. Amen. Even in the womb, his power was working. My brother, that's the thing that is expected of us, that always we got to be working. That's why when he was 12 years, he was in the synagogue teaching the elders. He said, I had to be on my father's business. Amen. That is what we are. That's where we got to be. Now give us the last verse 18, to finish up our studies on chapter 2. Of Hebrews. Amen. You see how many things we have found in one chapter. Praise God. He said, for in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. And the prophet said, succor means sympathize. Praise the Lord. Sympathizing Jesus. So that's the reason he became this. That he might be sympathetic with you. Your ups and downs. And your little ins and outs. Your temptations. Get so great you can't hunt them. You can't stand it. He said he knows. Amen. Tonight, all what you that brings you down. He said, he knows. You see, my brother, my sister, you must know who you are. He said, he knows how to sympathize with you. He's now set there to make intercessions. He's set there to love you. And though you go astray, he will not forsake you. He will still come after you and knock at your heart. Amen. He's always on the job. Amen. Always. He will never let us go astray. Praise the Lord. So there is not a backslider in the building. But you know one thing is that God knocks at the heart daily. Amen. Amen. And he will do it as long as you are a mortal on this earth. He said he loved you and he redeemed you. Amen. 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 Now grave, where is your victory? He went in there and he did what? He took the keys out of the hands of what? Of the devil. Let's read that please. You see, he said, you sinned away in your days of, when he was preaching to the people, he said, you sinned away your days of grace. I'm here as a witness in the land of the lost. And he preached unto them. Brethren, we are in the land of the lost. We got to go out there and preach the word to the people. Amen. When Jesus went to the grave, amen, the prophet said, he jerked the keys from the hand of Satan. And he told Satan, you devil, you have held the blood for a long time. I've come to take over. Amen. Amen. Tonight, take over. Hallelujah. Take over every situation. Praise the Lord. Because he has already taken over every situation. He has broken through every veil. Amen. And what he did was that he said he grabbed the keys. And then he kicked Satan back into the world, into that abyss. And he locked the place. And then he took along with Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, and all the people. And after 3 days, all the saints that were in prison. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he went up with them. And as he ascended into heaven, he gave what? Gifts unto men. Oh, praise the Lord. Always working. Oh, grief, where is your victory? He made nonsense of grief. Praise the Lord. He went in there, took the keys out of the hands of Satan, preached to the people that were stubborn from the days of Noah. Amen. Amen. That I am the Lord. I've come to preach to you. You while away your days in sin, but here I am to redeem you. Praise the Lord. He's always working. He cares. Do you also care? Reverend, death has no more sting. Grave has no more victory over you. Praise the Lord. He has taken care of it. The musicians who come, he's taking care of it. And so that's where we are standing, my brother, my sister. Death has no power over us. The very thing, the prophets of old, they came to that gate, but they weren't able to overcome that gate of death. But we, you and I, have now, through Christ Jesus, who became like us, took the sting of death into his own body, has now what broken that veil of death. Amen. And now grave also has no victory. My brother, that's where we are. Amen. We have power over what? Over death. We have power over sickness. We have power over what? Every works of Satan that will try to come against us. Any storms that he will try to raise, we have the authority. We have the power to overcome them. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Will you believe it? God richly bless you. You have that power. Amen. When it comes, tell that power, that enemy. Tell me, get out. I have Christ Jesus in my life. Oh, yes, sir. Brethren, that is where we are. We must recognize who we are. We are more than able against every works of Satan. Praise the Lord. Oh, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Death is swallowed up in victory. God richly bless you.
Jesus breaks, he breaks
every fetter, every broken.
Jesus breaks,
he breaks, he has broken everything.
Every fetter, oh,
yes.
And
when he went to the cross,
me
went to the cross,
free. Oh, I'll rest.
Veil.
Oh, I'll rest
that stands before you tonight.
On his promise.
What veil stands
I will rest
against you tonight?
On his promise. Oh,
what is the veil?
Which is given.
Create an atmosphere
me.
Tonight,
Jesus,
my brother, my sister. Create an atmosphere over your own self tonight. An atmosphere that can open every channel that your prayer will reach over there. If there is any atmosphere, any atmosphere of gloom,
oh, on the other side,
if there is any atmosphere of sin, if there is any atmosphere of unbelief, if there is any atmosphere of doubt, he has broken every veil. Every veil is broken. Tonight, create that atmosphere. Say yes tonight. Lord,
oh, there is rest,
I've created that atmosphere
rest
around me. And I believe that my prayer
praise,
will surely Jesus has already reached you. Create that atmosphere by breaking every fetter which the Lord Jesus has already broken. He has taken everything upon his flesh. He took everything upon his flesh. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we were healed. All upon his flesh. All upon his flesh. Every fetter upon his flesh. He has broken every fetter. He has broken every veil. Let an atmosphere be created. Create that atmosphere and believe that your prayer will surely, surely it has reached him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. You have broken every veil.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord. Tonight, every fetter is broken, Lord. Now the atmosphere, we believe, that hung over us is an atmosphere whereby, Lord Jesus, it has already created a channel for our prayer to reach you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's sing it once more, last more.
Jesus breaks.
Believe it in your heart. Believe it in your heart now. Believe it in your heart now. As we prepare now. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister, tonight, as we have sung this song,
Believe it in your heart. Because that's the message we have heard. He went to the cross. And he broke every veil. The veil of sickness. The veil of death. The veil of gloom. The veil of depression. Whatever be it. Sickness. He has broken everything. He took everything upon his flesh. He took the sting of death. And so, the right atmosphere has been created for you now. Because having broken through all this, it creates the right atmosphere for your prayer to reach him. But if there is still something that you need to confess yourself, which has become a veil, tonight, break through it and create the right atmosphere that whatever you say tonight, it has already been recorded. It's already in his presence. You got to believe it that way. Because that is what you are. He has put you on equal terms. That's why he said we are adopted children of God. So tonight, put your request before him. Put your request before him. And believe that you are in the right atmosphere. Every veil has been broken. All those hindrances and obstacles that has been on your way, that your desires have not yet been met, believe it tonight. Look at the cross. Look at Calvary. And tell that hindrance, tell that obstacle, tell that demon, tell that Satan, tell that devil, tonight, I've broken through your veil. I've broken through your veil. And now, an atmosphere of grace. Oh, hallelujah. An atmosphere of grace is now sweeping over me. An atmosphere of love of God is sweeping over me. The atmosphere of mercy from God is all over me. Lord Jesus, I believe it tonight. I believe it. Thank you for the atmosphere of grace. Because it has to take your grace, Lord, to fulfill this my heart desire. Your grace, Lord, I seek. That's the atmosphere in which I am now. I am standing. That atmosphere has overshadowed me now. Your atmosphere of grace, Lord. I'm speaking through it, Lord. I'm speaking through that atmosphere of grace that, Lord, you have overshadowed me now as I stand before you, God, even as I kneel before you, Lord. Thank you for the atmosphere of grace. Thank you have broken every veil. Thank you that every fetish is broken. Now, I speak my request. Speak it. Speak it. Tell him. Thank you, Lord, that when you went to the cross, you carried all, even the sting of death. You carried everything. Father, this moment, I thank you for the atmosphere of grace. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I thank you that my heart desire, Lord, tonight, it has surely reached you. Because I believe your word, O God. I believe it. That you have already paid the price. The Lord, you have
You've done it already for me. And so, Lord, tonight I'm claiming it. Tonight, Lord, this is going to be the last.
Grave, where is your victory? You are swallowed up in victory. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you that tonight you have made us, Lord, to observe with an understanding of your loving kindness towards us. Lord, tonight we have recognized what you did for us on Calvary. You went in there and took everything upon your flesh to break through every veil. And tonight, Lord Jesus, how glad our hearts are, Lord Jesus, that you bring to us this assurance, Lord, that nothing can stand between you and ourselves now. And Father, tonight, your children have laid their requests to God from the deep of their hearts, believing your word, O God, which has never failed. You have spoken, and we know that there is life behind every word. And we know that it will never fail because it has never failed. So, Lord Jesus, we look to what Calvary, what you did there. And then, Lord, we want to thank you, God, for the atmosphere that now you have created for us, an atmosphere of grace, which has opened the channel, the way, for our request to God to reach you, which we believe that, Lord, is already in your hands, O God. And Father, we are believing in the name of Jesus Christ that every request, Lord, has been laid in your hands tonight. Father, we are going to take that request. We are going to take the answer into this coming year. Father, continue to encourage us, Lord, that we know who we are, that we will always speak and move forward to God. We will always remember that deity also is in us, that even as we are in this flesh, any time, the challenge will come. Father, encourage us. And Father, lift up our faith, Lord, to bring down every challenge that will come against our requests this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, this coming year, all that we want to do is always stand before you and testify and glorify your name, lift up your name for all the good things that, Lord, you have done for us. We believe it, O God. We believe it. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Let's sing one song, and we shall ask our precious brother Wilmo to come and close us in prayer.
Mighty throne in glory. Oh. to bring to us redemption story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
Oh, I don't know why, I don't know why.
Jesus loves me.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I don't know why he cares. Sacrifice his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me?
Oh,
where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad.
Lord, before we even knew you, Lord, you were moving things in such a way that we would meet with you. You protected us, Lord, from many perils in this life. Long before we knew you, Lord, you were working in our lives, Father. And now we also recognize tonight, Lord, that you haven't stopped working. Father, you are still doing things in our lives many times we don't even recognize. But we want to thank you tonight, Lord, that, Father, indeed your word is true, for it says you neither sleep nor slumber, and that your eye is always upon us, O God. We thank you for that, Lord. It gives us comfort. It gives us victory over every situation that could be in our lives, to know that you are in control, and there is nothing, Lord, that you could ever place upon us that is greater than the amount of strength that you have given us, Lord, that, Father, you would never let the enemy go beyond the boundaries that you have set for him. We thank you for this, O God. May you help us tonight, Father, to believe it, Lord, to go home meditating on the word that has been preached, knowing, Lord, that no matter how other people may not work or whatever happens, Lord, but you are still working anyhow. Father, we thank you, Lord, that, Father, we are in your hands. Everything is right in your hands. And Father, we want to thank you and acknowledge that tonight. Bless our brother Maxwell, Lord, who stood faithfully. Lord, may you bless him, Lord, and continue to use him, Lord, Father, to bring thy word to thy people. Bless our musicians, Lord, that have helped to create the atmosphere, Lord, in which the word can be preached, Lord, and that our hearts may receive it, O God. Grant us grace, Lord, as we would go home tonight. We remember our brethren that are not here with us, some at work, Lord, some here and there. We commit them into your hands that you may watch over them until we would meet again. Father, we want to pray and ask, Father, that you order our footsteps, and that, Lord, when we would meet, would come together, Lord, with our little atmospheres, Lord, and that they would join together to form that one atmosphere, Lord, in which the enemy cannot work, in which our prayers could go straight to you, Lord. Father, we ask it for the glory of your name, Lord. Help us, Father, that we may be that shining light out there in the dark world, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Ask it. Amen.
Amen.
God
bless.
Hello, brother.
Every day I sleep.
is a reality to overcome my trials. Guiding me constantly.
Yes. Glory to bless you. Remember, always.
Something gives over.
Everything He has placed it on the cover. My brother, my sister. Every veil is broken. Amen. Let that atmosphere of grace always believe that it's upon you, upon your home, in the church. Wherever we go, grace will always overshadow us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God, as we continue to wait for a new year. Lord, we have claimed who we are. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thou wilt be faithful to overcome my trial. Oh, God. Of revelation.